This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online as well over at freetalklive.com and the features on the site we give to you. You can create the content right there at freetalklive.com. It's a Reddit-based system. You submit what you want. Other listeners will then vote on whether they like your submission or not. So head on over, get interactive with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian,
TJ the Spy,
and Daryl.
Let's talk about the garbage deliveries that are unwanted by South Korea, but being received by force in a way from the North. The North Koreans sending balloons that are attached to garbage. That's my understanding. Daryl, what's going on, and where's the story from?
So the story's from UPI, which is United Press International, one of the three major international news agencies, along with the Associated Press and Reuters. And UPI reports tensions at the border between North and South Korea are rising after Pyongyang dropped nearly 300,000 propaganda leaflets south of the DMZ, as well as trash that included hundreds of cigarette butts, according to South Korean police. The South Korean news agency Yonhap reports that the airdrop of garbage is unprecedented and included at least 600 cigarette butts. Police and Seoul's defense ministry, however, did not confirm an earlier news report that suggested used toilet paper was also part of the package. Local newspaper Jungang Daily reported that the garbage drop and its contents had placed officials on high alert and raised fears that North Korea was sending lethal biochemical agents to the South. And if the reports of used toilet paper are accurate, then yes, that would actually be biochemical. All material was dispatched from the North in balloons, timed to explode once they reached south of the border.
Wow.
So my reading of this is they put the stuff in the balloons, had some sort of timed detonator, and, well, not all of the detonation devices worked properly. There were timer failures that led to some accidents where some of the balloons containing leaflets that called South Korean President Park Geun-hye a, quote, filthy president, and said that South Korea was the Republic of Garbage. Those crashed onto rooftops and cars.
It's like the Jersey of the East.
One resident suffered more than $3,000 worth of damage to his car in the city of Goyang in the Gyeonggi province.
I just think it's funny. Sorry to interrupt, but I just think it's funny that, you know, people are supposed to be scared of North Korea. The idea that they're this crazy country and,
yes,
you know, they got all these weapons and all they put all this money into their military
budget. Well, Kim Jong-un is a wild and crazy guy.
Well, they can't even make a timer that works correctly. Yeah. I mean, they couldn't even effectively blow up the balloons on their targets, let alone,
yes,
you know, I can't imagine how ineffective and broken their offensive missile, yeah, system
unfortunately,
actually is.
The IBMs that could...
ICBMs?
You know,
yes.
The
intercontinental ballistic missile.
Yeah. Yeah. I see what I love it, like the Evil Empire. So I used to be a spy, so I had a bunch of the old-timers talking about, yeah, I remember when we called it the Evil Empire. And it's when you look at back at, like, wow, Russia, really, we thought they were a threat? Their TVs would catch on fire. They didn't have the ability to feed themselves. their cars wouldn't run. And so to think, yeah, that they were a threat militarily, it was just like they had to have a whole pretend military. So, like, all those missiles that were in the parades,
mm-hmm,
they were all fake. They were all props.
Wow.
And so you realize in hindsight just like the absurdity of the whole Soviet system, and you're like, how on earth could anybody possibly think they were a threat? Yet the American people, they were told that you got to spend $600 billion a year equivalent. That's what we spend right now, $600 billion a year on the U.S. military. That's $2,000 per American woman, child, man. Every single year, if you're listening to this show, you send $2,000 to the federal government to keep that military apparatus
running. If you're
spending
money to the federal government, which I would highly recommend you not do.
I would recommend you do it if you don't want to go to jail, because they'll send IRS agents out to beat you up.
Well,
so if you owe that money, somebody has to pay it.
That's the fear, TJ, but the odds are they're not going
Correct.
To do that. There are millions of people in the United States, I've heard as many as 60 million, that do not pay income tax.
And there are legal ways to avoid income taxes.
Yeah. Well, like, not make, do what I do, don't make any money. So, like, the way I avoid paying income taxes, I just don't have a job. And it works out very well. In fact,
well, it can be hard to have a family or whatever.
Well,
if you don't,
I'm just saying, I don't have money. A family. And yeah. So I said, you know what? I gave my name, date of birth, social security number to the SNAP people. And I said, you know, I have no money. I have no job. And they made me fill out a form, and I got food stamps. And I said, so let me see if I got this straight. You didn't make me prove anything. I didn't.
Now, this was Illinois.
This
right?
was Illinois. I said,
because you said New Hampshire actually made.
Yeah,
people prove
New Hampshire. Put someone I know through the ringer. He doesn't want people to know he's on food stamps.
Yeah.
He'd be kind of ashamed. But I gleefully say, oh, yeah, I'm on food stamps. And I didn't lie. I didn't forge any documents. I told them, I went to their little website and said, here's what I make, which is nothing because I have no job. Where do you live? Well, I'm homeless. I don't, you know, have a house or a place of abode.
Right. What do you say to the libertarians who inevitably will say that that you're supporting the welfare system, that you can't be a libertarian? And
very easy. I have paid over $150,000 in federal income taxes over my working career, so I could be on food stamps for the rest of my life and still not get back all the money I paid into the system.
Yeah.
So people, especially my mom, how dare you? They're very judgmental. I get it all the time. You're gaming the system. I said, I'm not gaming the system. I was totally honest with these government bureaucrats. I said, I have no money, which is true.
Now, you don't want to be dishonest because they'll come after you.
They will come after you. I said, I have no money, no job. There's no requirement that I get a job. There's nothing that says you need to get a job in order to have food stamps.
Mind you, I don't think there's anything morally wrong with defrauding the government. I think that,
they
are a criminal
gang.
And
they took my money with force. It's not like I gave them my money because I love them. I gave them my money because I didn't want to go to prison.
So
that's
you're
the
just
reason.
Trying to work within the system to get a portion of your
yes.
money back.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything unlibertarian about that. Daryl, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm still sort of torn on this. Like, there are some things that, you know, they make you pay into, like, unemployment insurance.
That's right.
And that's supposed to, you know, insure you if you lose a job for reasons beyond your control. So, on that hand, you know, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, condemn someone for collecting unemployment because it is a type of insurance, even though it's being centrally run through a government agency. Social Security is another sort of thing to where, you know, like you're being forced to pay into it.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I'd have no problem.
You might as well take something out of it. But some of these
stamps.
Yeah, that's the one that I really don't. I personally would not collect it, but I'm.
Well, it's sort of against our nature.
I'm not necessarily going to tell somebody, like, you know, you're a horrible person because you are.
Would you tell someone you're not a libertarian? Because some libertarians, I think, would. I think they would look down their nose at it. I don't look down my nose at it personally. I think that if you can get money back from the state and
by being honest
and
with
you're
them,
willing to
and filling out their forms and jump through their hoops.
They've got hoops. Me, personally, I'm not interested in entering into unnecessary agreements with them. So I wouldn't do it personally, but I don't blame someone who does.
Yeah.
And especially someone in a circumstance where, you know, if you are on hard times and you have paid into this system, why not?
You know what? I love the people who look at me like, you're a loser. You're not, you'll never amount to anything. It's like, why not? Because I don't have any money. See, I said, anybody can do what I did. You can just give away all your money to your church.
Yep.
And you're all instant, voila, you're poor. Like, it's very easy to be poor in this country, poor enough that you, so if you're the kind of person who's angry at people getting food stamps and laying on their duff all day and not working, I'm like, well, look, you can easily do what they're doing. Just quit your job, give all your money to your church or to somebody you care about, and be poor, and then go apply for food stamps. I mean, don't get mad at a person for applying for food stamps and Section 8 and LIHEAP and SNAP and WIC and all these wonderful government programs.
They should get mad at the government for offering those welfare programs in the first place.
Correct. So put the blame where the blame belongs. Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. You are welcome to weigh in on the discussion as well here. And some would say further that there may be an imperative to apply to those programs, to take that money in and then use it against the states.
Yes.
So there's that aspect of it as well. Toll-free number 855-450-3733. More about the garbage dumps, right, Daryl?
Yes.
Coming up, more about North Korea dumping cigarette butts, used toilet paper, and propaganda flyers on South Korea via balloon. 855-453. We also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can bring up anything that you want. You can also go to saveitpurse.com to start saving big time on your Amazon purchases. Whatever it is that you need to buy, Amazon probably sells it, and they probably already have a really good price. But if you want to save 20%, 25%, 30%, maybe as many as 50 percentage points, you can do that by going to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, and use Bitcoin to buy things on Amazon. You have to use Bitcoin to get these tremendous discounts, and it works very, very well. When you sign up through saveatpurse.com, then Free Talk Live gets a very small portion of your purchases from that point forward. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Chris. He is calling from Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, TJ, and Daryl. Chris.
Hello, gentlemen. Good evening.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Hello. This isn't the first time I called in, but I believe the Earth is flat.
Okay, you're an Earth flatter.
Flat Earther, flat Earther, whatever you want to call it. I was going to say that there's places in Italy where you can see the island of Elba, like 120 miles away. They even describe this in brochures, like certain sunsets. That should be way below the curvature. And so, I mean, how else are you able to see this? Same thing with Chicago. You can see this thing from, like,
this is the second time Chris has called the show while I've been on, but I know he's called on occasions when I have not been here. TJ, this is probably the first time, I believe, that he's called since you have been on. I'm curious to know what your response is to the flat earthers. This guy does seem to actually believe the words that are coming out of his mouth.
Yes. Well, actually, there is a drug that I have taken called LSD that, you know, something like this becomes totally believable when you're on it. And so,
are you tripping right now, Chris?
Never taken LSD in my life.
Okay.
Oh, man, that
cross
is awesome.
That one out.
Cross
go
that
ahead.
One up. So the thing is, flat Earth theory, there actually is, I kind of wonder, like, if these people are trolling. Like, there's actually a whole website dedicated to very scientific explanations of why the Earth could be flat. And I look at it, I'm going, oh, I wonder if these people are being serious or whether they're just trolling and getting a bunch of people getting all upset. So there's a great website, Vsauce, on YouTube, where he actually goes and explains all of flat Earth theory quite well. And, of course, then people say, well, what do I believe? And I said, well, uh-oh, there's no good answer to this because I detect an argument. So I am not even going to say what I believe because people are going to yell at me. Because I tell you, the scientists, they're going to be like, how dare you believe the Earth is flat? And if I say I don't believe the Earth is flat, then the flat Earth people are going, how could you be such a stooge to believe
this
round
thing?
Well,
this is talk radio, so it's best to take a position.
I saw something on Facebook earlier today where somebody took an extremely close-up picture of a basketball,
yeah,
and it said, you can't see the curve. Basketballs are flat.
So what do you think, TJ? This isn't your typical situation where you have to be concerned about what society will think of you. You know, it's important to take a position on things. So your thoughts on flat Earth?
Well, you know, the thing is, I assume the universal law of gravity, so the force between two objects is equal to a gravitational constant G times the mass one times mass 2 divided by distance squared.
You lost me.
I know. Well,
and
see,
I'm an intelligent guy, which means that 80% of the audience has no clue what the hell
you're
talking about.
Well, I'm getting to it. If you let me explain, if you want to get my true opinion.
Most people know gravity, though.
Yes, gravity.
Right, they understand the word gravity, but once you start giving equations and find X, they're...
And basically, this thing says if you had a bunch of gas, all the things are going to pull towards themselves and form a ball. So it's
because of gravity.
Because of gravity. Right. And, you know, so it is possible, it would be kind of hard to do to make like a plate. And all the people living on this plate.
Right. You're saying that the gravitational pull would not form a flat thing. It
Correct.
Would form
it
a
would
ball.
Form a ball, and that's why most planets, when you look at them, they're spherical shape. In fact, our Earth, I always hate in public school, they say the Earth is a sphere. It is not a perfect sphere. It's a spheroid. It's an oblate
sphere.
Close
to a sphere.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit fatter at the center. And why is it fatter at the center? Well, that's
because
it's
of the spinning.
And so the centripetal force is actually pushing the Earth's gut out a little bit at the equator, and it's a little bit shorter, stouter.
The same thing happens to a basketball. If you spin a basketball on your finger, then it's going to bulge out a little bit, and it's not going to be enough to where you can see and it, flattens. But if you do,
you might be able to see it on like a slow-mo cam, though, or something.
Probably,
like that.
And I have seen things that are less dense than
Chris,
you spin, and they do flatten out.
TJ's obviously a very scientific guy, and there's a basic scientific explanation as to why there are spheres in the galaxy.
And to explain the. Why is it that sometimes you can see something that you shouldn't normally see? That's called atmospheric refraction, and there's a whole
scientific... You're just one of the stooges, man. You're making that word up. There is no such thing as atmospheric refraction. That's just a made-up science-y-sounding word, man.
COT times H to the subpower A plus something.
Look, you're just a gatekeeper for the Illuminati, Daryl, clearly. Go ahead, Chris.
So what is this guy's, what is this man, you guys have like different hosts all the time, so what is this guy's credentials?
Well, let's see, I have a B.S. in math, so I graduated summa cum laude from the Missouri University of Science and Technology with a B.S. in math and a B.S. in computer engineering. I was 20 years old, I got hired by the National Security Agency to be a spy, and hence my stage name, TJ the Spy, got fired from that agency, went back and got my master's in computer engineering, fell in love, got divorced, and then was in a state and like, where am I going in life? And then fell in love and moved up here to New Hampshire. And then Ian's like, you really are funny. Why don't you be on the radio show?
So what are your credentials, Chris?
By the way, I hate the whole credentials thing. It's like, even if I had a PhD in math, that doesn't mean
like
I'm right.
Smart guy. You sound like a smart guy. I just didn't know
you're a smart guy, TJ. How could you have been snookered by these round earthers?
I know calculus and differential equations. That's one thing I love with James, my boyfriend.
I want to know what Chris's credentials are. It's a fair because he asked you.
Well, I have a BS in biology. To tell you the truth, I'm actually working in the scientific field. But
gotcha.
I just want
so you're
to
not
say
trolling.
That
you really do believe this stuff, huh?
Ian, I do, and that's what you've been conditioned to do is just laugh at the first thing because
it's ridiculous because what you're saying is absolutely
ridiculous.
Ludicrous and obviously disproved.
Are
you going to go ahead and say that the people who have traveled into space are liars when they report back that the Earth is not indeed flat?
Nobody's ever traveled into space.
Let me just ask you, gentlemen. I just want to have a serious argument about this. But have you ever heard of Admiral Richard Byrd?
Yes.
No, does he appear on the Art Bell show?
No. Isn't he the first guy to travel to the South Pole?
I have no idea who that is.
Well, there's Operation Deep Freeze, and he's on video. You guys should just research this. He's on video talking about how the Antarctica is... It's Operation Deep Freeze back in the 50s. He was talking about, he went on video talking about with a certain radio show, I forget the name, but you can know easily, his last name is B-Y-R-D.
The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to talk to a flat earther, I'm going to hang on to Chris, 855-450-FREE. Do you have a question for him?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range tents to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And we will put you on the air with a flat earther. There's a dude who's called into the show a few times. His name's Chris. And we'll get back to some more crazy stuff like North Korea here in a moment. Daryl, you've got more on that story about yes. North Korea shipping garbage into South Korea via balloon. And but let's get into this flat earth thing. We're going to get into that. You can call in toll free if you've got a question for Chris. He believes that the earth is flat. He seems to be sincere in his belief. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, you can do your online shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So this is for those of you who don't have Bitcoin. If you just want to go and just do some normal shopping through Amazon, this is the way to do it, because Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. Just go into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping done and feel good, because you get the same great deals you're used to, same great Amazon experience. It's just that Free Talk Live gets cut a portion of Amazon's profits when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Chris is still on the line with us here in Indiana. You've called to pitch the flat earth idea here tonight, it seems. And you're citing some expert, someone who discovered Antarctica or something like that. Can you kind of recap that point for me?
Well, Ian, it's no expert. It's Admiral Richard Byrd, and his last name is spelled B-Y-R-D. And he claims on video back in the 50s with Operation Deep Freeze, which is government operation, that there's a vast area down in Antarctica. Well, I want to say down, I don't know. Might be surrounding us on the flat Earth. But he said on video, you can look, it's black and white. It's in black and white, the video of it. That, and this is one of the most credible human beings ever on Earth. I mean, this guy's like Indiana Jones on the United
What did he say on video?
He said that there's an area in Antarctica that's as big as the United States that is a vast region of coal and other minerals that could power the world for just hundreds of years. That it's so vast.
What does that have to do with the flat Earth?
Well, because he saw the edge. He couldn't go any further.
Saw the edge of the Earth.
There was a big, huge, tall ice wall that he could not pass.
Yeah, that's not scientific evidence whatsoever.
Ian, God is going to smite you, Ian.
What's on the other side? This is what I want to know. And we do have a call on the line for you, so I hope you don't mind taking calls because people have questions for you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but I have some questions. One, so if you believe the Earth is flat, what is on the other side? Does that mean you believe the entire map of the globe is all on the same side?
How do I know what's on the other side? I don't know.
But wait a minute. That's not, no. That doesn't answer the question. I understand you can't speculate on what's on the other side. But are you saying that the entirety of what we know or what we supposedly know about what we think is the globe, these different continents,
it's all on one side,
that all of those things are on one side of this supposed flat Earth?
You know, I have.
Oh, no, I want to get the answer to the question, TJ. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
First of all, okay, you guys are kind of convoluted just now. What is the actual question?
I'm sorry if I'm not making this clearly. Daryl, do you understand my question?
I completely understand the question. So the Earth, you're alleging that the Earth is flat. Is everything that we know, so North America, South America, Australia, Europe, Asia, is that all on one side of the flat Earth, or are some of the things on the underside?
There's nothing. Look, I don't know what's on the underside. Look, at the only evidence that we have is Russians have dug 8 miles deep. That's it. But everything is on one side. It's not like there's one side and then you have to go.
Well, you asserting that doesn't make it true.
And the assertion is also that Antarctica is around the edge of
the whole
flat Earth
thing, and there's a big shelf there.
It's a giant ice wall, apparently.
Let's talk. We're going to bring you on here with Gamma Blast. He's in Chicago, and then I know you wanted to comment, TJ, but I want to get Gamma Blast in here. You're on with Chris.
I guess it kind of made the answer, but I was just wondering, who does he suspect built this, or is it like a natural phenomenon? Or does he suspect a group of people built it, aliens built it, God built it? Does he
Good
have
question.
Any idea?
Chris?
God built this, and it even says in Genesis in the first couple chapters, it talks about how the firmament, the dome above the earth, separates the waters between the waters.
That sounds like gobbledygook to me. Go ahead, Gamma Blast.
Do you believe if we prove that it's flat Earth, we prove God exists?
This is a very religious thing because, yeah, it proves that we're not out here alone. I mean, we are here, we're safe, and God. It proves that there is a God above us that is actually
Do you believe that the other planets are also flat?
Well, that could be argued that other. Look, Ian, you hung up on me before when I said that I don't even think space exists. I think it's
an illusion.
It's something that NASA. You know, the origins of NASA are Nazis from Project Paperclip.
Space is a Nazi conspiracy. Go ahead, Gamma Blast. If you got a follow up, I'll let you get one more in. I want to put him on hold. I'm sorry, Gamma Blast. Go ahead. If you got a follow up.
This theory elevates God to a higher level, that he can just build a little dome, versus a theory that the God could have this massive, unlimited universe with billions and billions of planets. It seems to me that this flat Earth theory would actually relegate God's position as a very small entity that can only build a little dome to house some people.
Thank you, Gamma Blast, for your call. I'll bring Chris back on if he wants to respond to your question. Go ahead.
This isn't small at all. I mean, he said it's a little small dome. No, hell no. This thing is huge. Think about it, though. We're not in some small thing. I mean, this thing has to be... What's more believable? Tell me. That we're on something that's spinning 1,000 miles an hour around, that's going around the sun at 66,000 or whatever miles an hour around, and then our whole solar system is going around the Milky Way at whatever miles around, and then the whole Milky Way is going around the universe at millions of miles around in the universe. Or that we're just on an immovable flat plane. Planet. We're not on a planet. We're on a plane.
Are you for real? Of course, look, all the scientific evidence proves and observable evidence of actual people looking at the Earth from the sky proves that this is a round place, a spherical planet. I mean, do you believe that no one has ever gone to space, sir?
Let me tell you, the Bible never, ever mentions anything of planets. It only mentions...
The Bible doesn't mention radios or telephones either.
That's not an answer. It's not a responsive answer to my question. It makes me believe that you are... you're either delusional or you are an excellent troll. And if it's the latter, I congratulate you, sir. You've done a fine job on that. If it's the former, then I feel sorry for you, man. Because, man, this is ridiculous.
If he is mentally ill, Ian... Oh, goodness. That's one thing. Just, you know, hey, if it works for you, dude... Go for it. I will tell you, if you go around telling people that there's a flat Earth, they're going to get a lot of scorn and derision. But if it makes you feel good, I wouldn't let anybody like make fun of you like that, because that's like going to make you really angry. So I have some crazy beliefs, too. I don't share them with a lot of people. I share them with very close people who, when I try and talk to them, I say, now, they're going to sound kind of strange, but let me tell you my theory. And they will listen to me like, well, I don't believe that. But they're very supportive. And, you know, if they don't believe what I say, then I say, you know, that's fine.
Daryl, do you want
to... I've got a real quick question. The question that I ask to everybody that comes up with, you know, some outlandish sort of theory, why does it matter? And why should I care?
All right, I'm going to let Chris answer those questions. Those are quick questions to ask, but they may take a little while to respond to. Chris, stand by if you can. And if you've got a question for Chris, get on the line right now. We'll let you in as well. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You really can call in about anything you want. 855-450-FREE. We've got a guy on the line who claims that he is a flat earther. I'm not sure if I believe him because he hasn't really been that great at answering our questions, but he could just be nuts.
I've watched a lot of flat earth videos on YouTube, and
they're
not good about answering or explaining. Because I seriously wanted to figure out what is wrong with these people's brain that makes them think this, and they just throw out, like, you know, well, this and that, and based on this, you should see that.
Can I throw out a secret here?
It sounds good if you're an idiot or on drugs.
I've been in the psych ward. Like, it's the intensely embarrassing thing. So I'm TJ the spy, but I'm also TJ the crazy person. Like, I've been in the psych ward. And it's intensely embarrassing, like, you're staring, like, what is wrong with all of you people? You are all crazy. I mean, sure, I tried to kill myself, and, you know, and then the psychiatrist...
I'm not the one that's crazy.
Yes, they're judging you, like, you know, oh, yes, clearly crazy. I'm like, doctor, do you possibly understand how horrible life is, right? And so, I see these people in the psych ward, and, you know, most of them are fairly normal, and it's only, like, 1% of the time they go off the deep end. And so I remember there was one guy who had schizophrenia, and I could immediately recognize what was wrong with him. He had acute schizophrenia. And he's like, yeah, man, and very, very normal. And then he would, like, you know, and then all of a sudden he'd say, I have $1 trillion in a trust fund, and Bill Gates is the Antichrist. I'm like, well, you know, you were totally normal up until that point, and then you kind of lost me there. And it still didn't change the fact he was a very nice guy. He was very nice to me.
Well, yeah, many of these people may be able to get along in reality. They may be able to clean their house and, you know, live okay. But then they end up going to this flat earth discussion, and it could alienate people. That's not to say that you should stay quiet about your beliefs, though, right? Like, I mean, you were...
Well, I just love people, like, you know, especially if you go up to the corner and just say, like, yeah, I'm a flat earther, and this is all an illusion. People are going to look at you with abject terror.
like you're a terrorist, like it's a crazy person. I'm like, no, he's crazy, not dangerous. There's a difference.
Let's go back to Chris, because Daryl, you had a question for Chris, and it was, why does it matter? Because he's calling in claiming to be a flat earther. He's done this before, and why should you care? That was your question, correct? Daryl?
Yes. All right. Why does it matter? And this question applies to any outlandish theory.
Yeah.
Of, you know, like there's lizard people that run the world. Okay, why does it matter? Why should I care?
All right, Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live. Then we do have some more calls with questions for you. So go ahead with answering Daryl's question first.
Sure, why does it matter? Because when this whole ball earth thing, when they try to pander this on to all of us, it makes us look very irrelevant when we have this, we're just this little speck in this universe, that we're just like this little small speck. No, actually, we are the center of the universe. I mean, they want us to make us feel irrelevant, so we can't do anything.
So it really is all about you. Does it affect whether or not you eat steak for breakfast or scramble your eggs? Like, how does this affect your day-to-day life? That's the why does it matter? How does this affect your day-to-day life?
They don't want us to make us feel like we are important people.
I think he's giving you a fair answer.
Yeah, you're not
like,
letting me answer.
What he's saying is this is a conspiracy to make people feel small and insignificant, when in reality, the universe is about them. It's all some sort of
just one of 7 billion people. The 7 billion people only exist in my brain, and yes. I'm the only human being alive.
Like, let's go further with this, because I think that's a good question, Daryl. Chris, you never really answered my question before. Did you say you don't believe that people have ever traveled into space?
Space doesn't exist.
What is happening then when someone purports to launch a rocket into space and spend time up there?
When they launch those rockets into space, they kind of make a very huge curve. And I know what your argument's going to be. Oh, they use the Earth's gravitation to slingshot themselves.
I'm not arguing anything. I'm just asking you questions. So what does does the space shuttle go?
First of all, the space shuttle is not, because you know when it reenters the atmosphere, supposedly it's a glider. Did you know that?
Yep, I sure did. Well, I learned that in space camp.
Just making sure. There's footage of these things coming back in. Obviously, they're engine powered, but those things never even go into space because there is no space. I mean, they just.
What happens?
Rocket.
Do they launch something at all, or is that like a hologram that's designed to trick everyone?
They launch it for sure. I'm not saying. And
where
I'm
does
not
it go? Does it go fly over to a secret island base where they, you know, kind of keep it until they're ready to launch it back and make it look like it landed somewhere?
I think they just crash it into the ocean because look where they put these. Houston.
So wait a minute. Hold on. I've got another question.
If
space
guy.
Doesn't exist, how do you explain satellite television and radio syndication?
It's all an illusion.
Well, come on. I mean, you could do. I'm not saying that it's not. It's a
you,
very
you point
high
a satellite dish at something in the sky, and if space doesn't exist, then you're not pointing that thing at anything, and there's not a beam coming into the satellite dish.
Hey, what proof do you have that satellites exist? Is it just TV people telling you that they exist?
I know.
Is that it?
I mean, I know how satellite dishes receive signals,
actually,
and you have to point it exactly at the right spot, or it's not going to receive a signal.
If you know where to look, you can even see the International Space Station in the sky. So, like, you know, are you saying that there's like a glass shield up there or something? Like, what is it that you is this all? Are you saying that this is like an illusion, like some sort of computer program that?
Well, that could be possibly like a Matrix thing. Like, Ian, you're going to feel kind of silly if
like,
you die and all
plausible.
Of a sudden you're like, oh, man, that was this is all a video game?
That
Ian,
would be
not
more
real?
Plausible. That would be more plausible than claiming that the Earth is flat, right? Because even within
you
the computer simulation,
you gotta
all of the evidence shows that the computer simulation shows that we're on this globe thing, right? Like, so if you believe
about,
that the,
yeah. What about Project, you got to look up Project Fishbowl. Where
no, I don't have to do anything. Launch. Hang on. What I am going to have to do is bring Robert on the line here in Seattle. Robert, you're on with Chris in Indiana.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, do you have a question for Chris?
Well, I first have a question of you two, the host. Do you actually
There's
believe
three here.
Chris?
Three hosts. No, do I believe that Chris believes what he's saying?
No, I don't. Do you believe that the Earth is flat, that that's a credible
No, report? Of course not.
Then why are you having him on?
Because he called in. Anyone can call Free Talk Live.
Entertaining?
Wait, no, it's leading to the whole thing. Why does these, you know, flat earthers get any time at all? Is the I think what it proves is the gullibility of individuals to be occupied with nonsense.
Yeah, there's plenty of nonsense for people to occupy
yeah, well,
themselves
I'm saying
with.
You're occupying yourself with nonsense. I'm not mad at you or anything, but I'm just saying why. Because
it's an open phones panel discussion. Free Talk Live. Maybe you're new
phone.
To the show,
it's
Robert. Free Talk Live is an open phone show. You asked a question,
spread.
And I'm
it's
answering circular. It for you. I'm going to put you back on hold. You asked a question about why we have this person on the radio. This is a radio show, which is an open phone show. Anyone can call in about anything they want, and that includes crazy people or people pretending to be crazy people.
Or people who are normal, but they don't know they're crazy, and we're like, you're crazy. No, I'm not. You're just a conspiracy theorist. And we have a delightful time here.
We don't entertain the flat earthers for very long normally, but tonight I felt, well, let's see what other people have to say. He's called a few times. We've asked him some questions. I'm pretty much done with asking him questions, so I figured let's let the audience ask the person some questions, and whether or not he's real or not, whether he believes what he's saying or not, I have no idea. It's all for entertainment. Now, go ahead, Robert. If you have a question for Chris, please go ahead.
Well, that's the question is, why is he wasting your time with nonsense?
Thanks
he's
for
not
the call,
wasting,
Robert.
Well,
appreciate it.
You know, believe it or not, he's not
let's
wasting
Chris,
my time.
Let's let Chris answer the question. Go ahead,
go
Chris.
I'm not wasting my time at all. I mean, let me ask you.
He asked you why you're wasting other people's time with it, specifically the show.
Not wasting other people's time at all. If they want to listen, they can. If they don't want to,
that much is true. Stand by, Chris. If you don't mind, there are more people with calls for you. If you have time, stick through the news, and we will continue the discussion with the flat earther. Is he for real? Does he actually believe that the earth
actually exists?
You're wasting my time, Ian. How dare you waste my time? I'm going to be judgmental towards you.
And it is true that you can call into Free Talk Live about absolutely anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Some people get upset, and maybe Robert was or wasn't one of these people. Some people get upset that we don't talk about liberty 100% of the time, all of the time, every day. That's not what the show is. It's an open phone show. So get on them and get interactive. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.